This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Assuming you didn't ask him for particulars, is it ethical for a salesman to withhold negative information about the product he's trying to sell to you? Does it matter if the product is something inexpensive or something expensive, such as an automobile?
You sent us these responses.
From Missoula, if a salesman would honestly answer a direct question about a problem, then they should volunteer it even without my asking. The salesman likely knows more than I do, and I would hope the purchase price grants me access to that knowledge, as naive as that sounds. Another Missoulan added this comment, "The duty to disclose rises as the consequences of not knowing such information becomes more severe. For example, if the product is an expensive automobile as opposed to a cheap watch, the salesperson is more culpable for withholding the negative information." And what do philosophers have to say?
Some argue that buyer beware makes sure that consumers do their homework and make educated decisions about what to buy. Buyer beware assumes that buyers have the upper hand. Consumers can compare prices and can always walk away from a potential sale. Or so the theory goes. An invisible hand exists in the marketplace, according to 18th century Scottish philosopher Adam Smith. Ideally, this invisible hand keeps supply and demand and cost all in balance, favoring the consumer. The world has changed in the 300 years since Smith wrote his justifications. Now, sellers are more likely to be multinational, multifaceted organizations instead of independent retailers. And we seem to think that we need more stuff than ever before. Consumers often don't know what they need to know, and the information that a seller keeps secret may not be possible to get any other way. Buyers have far more to lose than sellers in any transaction, big or small. Smith's theory no longer works, but theory can be slow to catch up to practice. Laws designed to protect consumers are a start, and the move toward more socially responsible business, when sellers take it upon themselves to make consumers less vulnerable, is even better. But even with that, we are a very long way from seller beware.
Here is next week's topic. Corporations have successfully asserted the right not to speak about how their products are produced. For example, corporations cannot be forced to disclose the use of child labor, or if our milk was produced using bovine growth hormones. Do we people have a right to know how products are produced?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
Thank you.